You're listening to In Other News on KMBA 90.3 FM Anchorage, bringing you news, views, and music from the youth perspective, things we care about straight from our mouths. In Other News is a production of the Alaska Teen Media Institute. I'm Kendrick Morningstar Whiteman, and on our show today, we have some movie reviews from Logan Smith and coverage from a recent At Me event from Cornelius Nelson and Madison Dooley, and much more. This is a monthly show, but last month's show was canceled due to major earth shakage. The earthquake damaged the CITC building where we normally broadcast from, thus KMBA doesn't have access to the studio we usually use. So KMBA is using a remote studio to air its programming, which is why today's show is pre-recorded. At least there's less of a margin for error. To kick the show off, here's some news. Fortnite is getting sued by celebrities, more specifically pioneers of modern dance trends, such as the quote, Backpack Kid, the Fresh Prince's Alfonso Ribeiro, and the rapper 2 Milly, with their respective dances, the Floss, Fresh, and the Milly Rock. Anchorage lawmakers, in an effort to prevent car thievery, have increased penalties on Grand Theft Auto. Aftershocks are showing no signs of stopping. There has been over 1,800 aftershocks since the recent 7.0 earthquake, and on New Year's Eve we were hit with another one, this one being a 5.0, and the aftershocks are still going at a magnitude from around 2.0 to 4.0. After that bundle of craziness, I think it's time for some music. To start off, we have the Radiohead classic, Idiotech, followed by some throwback house music. We'll be right back.
yourself to dance. Lose yourself to dance. I know you don't get a chance to take a break this often. I know your life is speeding and it isn't stopping. Here, take my shirt and just go ahead and wipe up all the sweat, sweat, sweat. Lose yourself to dance. Lose yourself to dance.
You just heard Lose Yourself to Dance by Daft Punk. Right before that, we had Right This Second by deadmau5 and Idiotech by Radiohead. You're listening to Another News on KNBA 90.3 FM. Next up, we have a movie review from Atme producer Logan Smith. But instead of talking about a recent movie, Logan is going to look back at a highlight from 2012 in a segment called In Case You Missed It.
In Life of Pi, a young polytheistic Indian loses his entire family in a shipwreck. Stranded on a small boat with a hungry tiger, the young man must learn to survive and to form an alliance with an animal not commonly an ally. Life of Pi is arguably one of the best films of 2012. Period. It is everything a good movie should be. Beautiful, philosophically deep, and visually poetic. The movie raises subjective and non-offensive critiques of religion through the lens of multiculturalism, as the main character is very much of many faiths. The faith is tested many times in the form of an intense, powerful survival story. It would be a complete understatement to say that the film explores the pure meaning of the phrase three-dimensional. This is true not just in terms of a character study, but in terms of the camera work, editing, general direction, and in pure visual symbolism. It won't hit you when you watch it, but the poetry of the frames will definitely linger with the right viewer long afterwards. However, due to the reasons previously mentioned, the film could still offend those with deeply held religious or political beliefs. Those looking to genuinely test their faith may well be left out of the film's more positive viewership. To those looking for eye candy that also has substance, this will definitely be the go-to film. However, if that same type of viewer wants to keep their religion or beliefs relatively static, then still you will hopefully be able to look past such controversial ideas. Just keep in mind potential testiness. This is nonetheless an award-laden film worth seeing for hopefully all the right reasons. With Alaska Teen Media Institute, I'm Logan Smith.
Thank you for the review, Logan. Now time for some events with Kelly.
Come ice skating on the Winchester Lagoon from 3 to 5 p.m. on Saturday nights from January 5th to February 23rd. Admission is free. Sounds cold and fun. Come and watch your hometown UAA Seawolves return to action against Lake Superior at the Sullivan Arena on January 4th and 5th at 7 p.m. Admission is only $10. Go Seawolves. Come and join us at the Alaska Zoo every Sunday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night from 5 to 8 p.m. to see the zoo lights, many colors and cool designs, and check out the animals and popcorn. I haven't been there since I was 4, but it was cool then. This event is from January 10th to January 31st. Thursday Nights at the Fights is gearing up for another season of boxing and mixed martial arts entertainment. Matches at the Egan Center on January 10th to March 28th. At 7:30 p.m. International Guitar Night sold out for its first time in Anchorage last season and returns for two shows this year. A new cast of guitar luminaries will perform solo duets and quartets that highlight the virtuosity and diversity of the world of acoustic guitar. Come and join January 18th and 19th all day. Admission is $40.25 and up. It is at the Alaska Center for the Performing Arts. Anchorage's first Youth Empowerment Party will take place on Martin Luther King Day, Monday, January 21st, from 9 to 4:30. This free event, ages 12 to 24, is brought to you by teens and organizations across Anchorage and will take place at the BP Energy Center. The day will include sharing experiences, teaching new skills, and connecting with other young people to make Anchorage's community stronger. Find Youth Empowerment Party on Facebook or yep.ak on Instagram for more details and registration. That's all for events. I'm Kelly Wages with Alaska Teen Media.
Yes, interesting stuff there, Kelly. Time for some more music. Here's some of that good Stone Throws hip-hop. Starting off, we have the song Broad Factor by legendary producer Quasimodo, a.k.a. Madlib.
I know you're tired of dumb dish, so check this here. I see the neck breaking, butt shaking freaks of this year. Yeah, to peep the steelo of how it go. Your neck turning cause your head already knows. So pass that... and watch Quaz dip fast, and have honey back in the Jeep catching whiplash. Backs so fat, have you all on smile. Take my dip to the motel, do things and make you raise your eyebrows. I'm coming soon, y'all about to get. So hit that poop, but protect your eject. Wrong, I'm still stabbing with my prong. I be blowing up lots, you think you was sitting on a nail bomb. Stay on and keep rocking, please. I feel sorry for them blind men. It ain't seeing these. Acting, we roll with bad tens for basics. After I'm done, I pass her off to the next space.
Oh, head turn, cause you know her back to slap. Shake it up like this, and low like that. She got your head turning, cause her face ain't black. Move on like this, and then like that. She got your head turning, she look like a snack. Now it's on like this, and then like that. She got your head turning, cause her back's is fat. Shake it up like this, and then like that.
The facts pack energy like nuclear reactors. My name is Lois Quaz, and this be the broad factor. After she soon choose me, I'll take a coke. Ah, the girl here over there, a million strokes. No jokes, I see tan lines and start aiming mine. That girl's so fine, 100 dumbs again in line. Bumped into my old ex-girl, now we blend them. And I hit one, don't say jack, and walk quiet like a ninja. I enter, freak, so you should expect to practice yoga so we can get that other position set. You got sex stuff, but guess what? I'm the one to hit it, you won't neglect it. My gym be employing paramedics. I get it, yeah, and it'll stay that way. I know you'll be back. You know I got some dimes on layaway. And I'll be here freaking fly, honey, that make you sweat. Do me a favor, tell your girl that I ain't finished yet.
She got her head turned, cause she know her back to slap. Shake it up like this, and low like that. She got your head turning, cause her face ain't whack. Move on like this, and then like that. She got your head turning, she look like a snack. Now it's on like this, and then like that. She got your head turning, cause her back is fat. Shake it up like this, and then like that. Then.
Heard a voice that sound like Barry White, said sure you're right. Don't let me find out who tried to bite. They better off going to fly a kite in a firefight during tornado time with no coat, then I caught ya. Wrote the book on rhymes, a note from the author with no headshot. He said it's been a while, got a breadwinner style to get an inner child to fit a smile. And that's no exaggeration. The doctor told a patient it's all in your imagination, Negro. What do he know about the buttery flow? He need to cut the ego, trippin'. To date the metal fellow, been ripping flow since New York plates was ghetto yellow with broke blue writing. This is too exciting. Folks leave out the show feeling truly enlightened. They say the villain been spitting enough lightning to rock shock the boogie down to Brighton. Alright then.
Whole heat like Lynn Neeson's reborn. Leave a whip of holes in the dartboard. Haters watch him, Hennessy, double shot and drink like the answer to the problems at the bottom's bottom. From the bottom top, that homie pay how you owe me. My to intake, no like Kobe. Even with the arms of the hawk, you couldn't hold me from getting mine. Stokers, we roll, smoking and getting by. Thanks, rap, I ain't got a dime. Got me sneaking out of checkout lines for bottles by the wayside. Smack him in the face, let him taste pride. Fakes try, end up washed up like the shorelines. Do or die, ride, how the tip turn, street turns. Keep me in this dirt like an earthworm. Woody spit hits and burns where brothers ever learn. Word for word, chat with a nerve, meeting adjourned.
Such a freaky girl, I love it. You're such a freaky girl, I love it. You're such a freaky girl, I love it. Your boyfriend is a dork, make love it. I just pulled up in the ghost. Step out in London, then I flipped up on a cousin or her sister. I don't know nothing. You're such a freaky girl, I love it. You're such a freaky girl, I love it. You're such a freaky girl.
When the first time they ask you, you want sparkling or still? Are you trying to act like you was drinking sparkling water before you came out here?
You're such a freaky.
I'm a real freak, I need a real freak. I'm a real freak, I need a real freak. I'm a real freak, I need a real freak. I'm a real freak, I need a real freak. I'm a sick pup, I like a quick jump. I light your wrist up, I buy you a sick truck. I buy you some new gifts, I get you that nip tuck. How you start a family, the condom slipped up. I'm a sick puppy, I'm inappropriate. I like hearing stories, I like the whole script. I wear your clothes went before you post it. Send me some more pics, you look nice for four kids.
You're such a freaky girl, I love it. You're such a freaky girl, I love it.
You know, all day they couldn't say the shit they wanted to say. They had the fake orgasms and shit. We can tell them to get today, hey, I want a...
You just heard the absurdly yet beautifully censored version of the Kanye West and Lil Pump song, I Love It, Freaky Girl Edit. Before that, we had Bistro by Madvillain and Broad Factor by Quasimodo. And now time for a new segment called Fake News. Sources from inside the Pentagon confirmed that on January 2nd, 2019, Jesus Christ has returned. According to a new study from the worldwide publication Men Eating Animals Today, 98% of all vegans are obnoxious. This just in, White House officials report that a daddy long-legged spider absconded with the U.S. nuclear codes. Luckily, President Trump's sons, Eric and Donald Jr., were present to squash the spider with their shoes. However, the launch codes were inadvertently activated in the process. God help us all. This has been Fake News with your host, Kendrick Whiteman. You're listening to Another News, a production of the Alaskatine Media Institute. Next up, we have another entry in Logan's movie review segment, in case you missed it.
In Frances Ha, a young New York dancer drifts through life while everyone else around her seems to be advancing. Going from a variety of living areas and dancing gigs, the young woman must eventually grow up and accept herself as an individual. Frances Ha is certainly not for everyone. While it, at first, appears to be a romantic comedy or drama, certain aspects of the film seem to defy genre conventions. The funny, well-acted protagonist never actually finds love, save for maintaining an important friendship in her life. The dialogue of the film may slow down parts of it, but it remains a thing of beauty. Writer-director Noah Baumbach humanizes his characters, especially actress Greta Gerwig's humorous role, with a collection of witty, nuanced writings. Despite occasional narrative drag, we know exactly who these characters are and really empathize with them. Despite this, the film is not subtle at all. The dialogue may be well written, but it can occasionally offend with its candid, explicit, and profane statements. For those looking for a low-concept, notably black-and-white film with an old yet progressive soul, then this movie is worth your time. If you're not into that particular kind of indie film, then you do not have to consider it on your watch list as much as I personally enjoy it. With Alaskatine Media Institute, I'm Logan Smith.
Thanks, Logan. It's high time for even more music. This next block is dedicated to drummer Zach Hill and his godly drumming and production spread over a wide array of genres and bands, such as the ILYs, Hella, and Death Grips, and I'm sure many others. First up we have The Primitives Talk by the man himself, Zach Hill.
Understand your words.
That was Headless by the alt-rock band Hella. Before that was Runway E by the three-man project known as Death Grips, and The Primitives Talk by Zach Hill. Up next, we have an overview of the ATME's recent youth film screening, After School Special, Weekend Edition. The After School Special was a youth film screening in partnership with the Anchorage International Film Festival and held at the Anchorage Museum. Students/aspiring filmmakers submitted short films to be chosen and presented in a similar format to the rest of the film fest. This segment was produced by Cornelius Nelson and Madison Dooley.
The Anchorage International Film Festival experienced a setback due to the earthquake on November 30th, but not even a shaky ground could stop youth filmmakers. A committee of youth reviewed over 40 films that were submitted by filmmakers 21 and under. 23 films were screened in front of a live audience and at the Anchorage Museum on December 8th. Producers Kendrick Whiteman and Daisy Carter were the hosts of the event, and ATME reporters Cornelius Nelson and myself, Madison Dooley, hosted a Q&A with filmmakers following the screening. There was a big crowd and they all came for something. Cornelius and I interviewed audience members after the show. Here's what they had to say.
I have been to one of these things prior and I really enjoyed it, so I wanted to come again.
And I always like watching filmmakers grow, so this is a big opportunity for some of them. Some of them, this is the first time they've seen their films on the big screen. It's the first time that they've had to interact with an audience. And so, it's just a lot of fun to watch them take these first steps into being filmmakers.
They were amazing. I was actually really impressed with all the films, diversity of length and style and content. And I thought, I just talked with Rosie actually, and she's like, I've been going to all these short film showcases for the Anchorage Film Festival, and the youth stuff is totally on par with the local filmmakers. So really excited to see everything.
What was your favorite film?
I, of course, love the Shishmaref movie because I was connected with a little bit of the making of that, but I also really loved the tie-dye commercial.
But the one that I really did enjoy was the Asking to Prom one, where he just passed out those heart letters to her and she thought it was Hanbit, but it wasn't. I thought that was really clever and funny. Good acting.
The ones that surprised me the most a little bit were the anime, I think, the animated films. They were technically like very detailed, and it just made me realize that I have no idea how those sorts of films are made and put together.
Nice. So
they were impressive.
You know, the most important part is just keep making the films. Just keep making the films. And the local film community, there's Alaska Filmmakers, there's, you know, the Beartooth Theater and the theater here at the museum, they're all very supportive of local film. You know, it's really good to see because it's a really great film community here.
I would love to see more and more films just about life in Anchorage and life in Alaska. And I think we often forget that it's somewhat unique to live here and our day-to-day is kind of unique. And so sharing that with the
All comes from the people that are making the films and you know, letting them know that the whole point of making a film is to have a voice and to say, you know, have something to say. So anybody that's got something to say has a very powerful tool just in their iPhone that they can start to tell these stories and from their perspective. Like we saw a film from Shishmaref, you know, and it was all from their perspective, which was really enlightening because, you know, all we hear about it is what's on the media, but it's a different perspective. So you could have, you know, five different people make five different a film about the same subject, but it's going to come from five different perspectives. And so, you know, again, it just comes down to giving them a voice in showings like this, where the public can come out and the students can have their films shown. It's really important.
After School Special was a hit, and we got to see a lot of different films and even got to get an inside perspective from a few directors. After the screening, we talked to filmmakers Esau Sanook and Reth Dewar, who made a documentary about Shishmaref, a rural Alaska community affected by climate change. Side note, the interviews were conducted right next to a piano, so the background music was part of the moment. Filmmaker Reth Dewar had this to say on his experience making the film.
When we're all three of us were part of the first cohort of the Arctic Youth Ambassador Program, which is a program in conjunction with the U.S. Chairmanship and the Arctic Council, just between 2015 and 2017. And the aim of the program is to develop young leaders and to also raise awareness of the Arctic. You know, Alaska is the United States Arctic, so we want to raise awareness about that.
Their goal wasn't just to make a great film, but to bring a voice to a muted part of the world.
So we sort of had a planning session and we put our hats together. And we wanted to go to a rural community. I grew up in, I spent most of my childhood and schooling in Anchorage. So I knew that the perspective of indigenous voices and youth voices were really important, and I thought that was really missing at the table where a lot of decision and policy is being made. So Alex and I were like, hey, let's go to Esau's community, Shishmaref. Shishmaref is known right now for the ice and sea reduction that's going on, and also the community at the front lines of climate change because of, you know, their ice no longer being a buffer for storm surges that are happening. So literally their island's sinking. So, you know, we didn't really want that message to just be shown in news coverage. We wanted to show that the resiliency, and also that this is a beautiful and amazing community. So with this film, we wanted to do that, and we wanted to capture as many voices as we can of Shishmaref. So that's sort of how our film came to be.
Breath also had a fresh take on Alaska films.
I would say just raising awareness that there are filmmakers here. Not all filmmakers are in New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, all the, you know, media capitals and conglomerates here in the United States. That there are filmmakers here and that they will be successful, you know, regardless if they end up relocating someplace else or even staying put. Yeah, raising awareness, and whether that's through social media, whether that's through radio ads, so on and so forth. Just raising awareness that there are filmmakers here.
Esau Sanook, who appeared in and narrated much of the film, closed with these great words.
Keep being inspired. Keep being motivated. Keep doing what you're doing to keep your dream, keep your inspiration, keep your motivation alive. So you're all doing great. Keep doing great things. And, you know, don't be afraid to ask for help.
For Alaska Teen Media Institute, I'm Madison Dooley.
Thank you, Cornelius and Madison. It was a fun event. Well, I think that's it for this show. Also, thanks to our contributing At Me producers, Kelly Wages, Cornelius Nelson, Madison Dooley, Logan Smith, and myself, Kendrick Morningstar Whiteman. In other news, it's a production of Alaska Teen Media Institute. If you'd like to learn more about what we do, or listen to past episodes of our radio show, please visit our website at alaskateenmedia.org. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks again for listening to Another News here on KNBA 90.3 FM.